Look at this. My Talk is celebrating our seniors this Valentine's Day. Oh, I love this. We're gathering Valentines for our friend Liz and all the other seniors in the Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly program.
Oh.
So here's what you can do. You can send your Valentine to My Talk by February 8th. You've got some time. And then we will get them delivered. You could help My Talk share the love. Visit mytalk1071.com and use keyword Valentines to learn more.
Oh, Donna.
I know, I love it.
Thank you so much for your continued service.
Thanks, Steve. And we're back.
Give me a beat!
It's time to talk music.
I enjoy music.
With Donna Valentine.
Yee-haw!
And Steve Patterson.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
This is the beat.
Okay, so remember when Adele was like, my show's not ready in Las Vegas, and I'm so sorry, it's so last minute. I mean, it was the day of the show that she put that video out. So some Adele fans were already in Las Vegas when she announced that, so she FaceTimed them. She personally apologized, offered them free merchandise, free meet and greet. She offered a free drink token, but then she quickly took it back when she realized some of them were underage. Mm. But some reports are coming out now. Like I saw in Page Six this morning that postponement is far from a surprise because she had been arguing with her set designer and that the show was destined to be a disaster, according to this Page Six article.
That's interesting because didn't the initial announcement from her sounded much more COVID-y.
Yeah. She was basically saying that there were a lot of backups, like product not getting to them in time, and that half her crew had COVID. But it looked like there were some creative differences behind the scenes. There was a rift between the pair. Now, she's worked with this woman, this set designer, before.
Yeah, back in 2016 on her previous tour, they worked together. So it wasn't a total new thing, although sometimes familiarity can breed bigger blow-ups.
That's true, because you're closer with that person,
mm-hmm. You
know. But it looked, you know, she was saying there was like production delays and delivery delays and things like that, but you always kind of knew there was more to the story, right? Because you don't just last minute go, oh, we just decided today
that
we should cancel.
Yeah. It sounds like it was certainly a combination of things as opposed to the headline would have just been sort of a COVID thing. Only half your crew is there. There's shipping delays. Ah, bummer, COVID. Where it sounds like those were factors, but maybe not the deciding factors. Like, even if a full crew would have been there, I don't know. Do you think the show would have gone on? It's all speculation. But if she had everybody healthy the week leading up to her message, would the show have gone on, or would there still be these creative differences? And also Page Six notes, too, you know, Adele has some anxiety when it comes to live performing, even though we all sit in awe of her skill and talent.
She seems so confident.
Right.
I'm not completely surprised, generally speaking, when that much is on the line and your name is the one that's up in lights and you've got a vision, but it's not coming together the way you imagined it.
I had a thought whenever she made the announcement, but I didn't say anything, but I thought maybe this would have been a cool way to do it. So she already had people who were in Vegas. She had the first set of shows that were planning to be open. And what is that? Probably, is it like I'm sure she's not nightly. Is it a weekend kind of a thing? Like a Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
Yeah, I think it's something like that through April.
Okay, so I thought, easier said than done, I get it. But she could have said, you know what? This show is nowhere where it needs to be for what you would expect out of a Vegas production. But instead of canceling the show the night before, here's what I'm going to do. I got 10 songs that I could sing any time of day, and I'm going to sing these songs, and I've got a pianist. You know, these pianists, they can do it, right? They just know all the stuff, and it'll be intimate, and we'll talk in between each thing. I thought that could have been a cool work around. Now, I get it, though. She had gone 30 hours without sleeping, really trying to figure out, can we do the show, like the full show that Vegas brought us here to do? But I thought that would have been maybe a workaround.
Yeah, I mean, that maybe because she was so upset at that point, she and sleep deprived, she couldn't see herself doing that. But just to give a special, intimate, like you said, kind of, you could even do like, what was the MTV show?
Unplugged.
Yeah, you could have done a, just a quiet, unplugged thing where the audience feels even a bigger connection to you in such a small venue. You know, you could have done that, had some video in the background, lighting. I just, yeah.
It's just
very disappointing.
It's a bummer. And she's stressed out by it all. You feel for her. You feel for her fans who booked their trip around it. Let's be their opening weekend when Adele's residency opens. How cool will that be? And then they lose out on that. So, yeah, it's kind of a bummer all around. I don't think any word yet on when the show's actually going to kick off.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Nothing yet.
I'll be curious how long this stretches.
Me too. Do we still have Rocco? Hey, Rocco.
Hey, Rocco.
Hello.
Hey, so you watched a music-related documentary.
Yeah, I watched a couple. Are you hearing me okay?
Yeah, dude. You hear us?
Okay, good.
Yeah, just I hear you. Every time you talk today, I will laugh because there is just this, it's like you've chosen some sort of a filter almost, old-timey. Feels like we're doing a radio play, and I like it.
The Canterville Ghost, presented by My Talk. I watched a couple of music docs this weekend. I finally got around to watching Summer of Soul. I know you've seen that doc.
Yeah, it was excellent, I thought.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I didn't know it was going to be so much, you know, talking heads. Not the band talking heads, but people talking about the performances in between the performances. I thought it was just going to be a lot of straight-through performances. But, wow, to think that this document was locked in a closet for 40 years or 50 years to see these, to see Stevie Wonder on drums, to see Sly and the Family Stone, to see Mahalia Jackson and the Staple Singers. And it was, it's a pretty incredible watch.
It was a huge, very huge festival, right? Wouldn't you say that?
Yeah, and it wasn't just one day. It was like weekends, right? Like 4 or 5 weekends in a row.
Yep. Yeah.
And, yeah, so the guy that shot it, you know, was professionally recorded, professionally shot, and then he tried to sell it. You know, he's like, hey, I got this footage. It's, you know, it's basically the Black Woodstock. And he said nobody wanted it, so it just sat in a closet till Questlove acquired it, right? Is that kind of how it went?
Yep. It's a really good movie if you're just curious about what this huge festival in Harlem was all about. Definitely check it out, because the acts were, I mean, primo.
Mm-hmm.
Just primo, like you said, Stevie Wonder. It was just, and there were
Nina Simone.
Yes,
I mean, it's a document, and you know Marilyn McCoo, the people that did "When the Moon Is in the Southern."
Yep.
This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. I mean, it's pretty fascinating, and it looks great. It sounds great.
Fly in the Family Stone. Also, right? Oh, weren't they a part of it?
Because there's very few, you know, performances of him recorded. So it's pretty amazing to see it. You know, he, long before Prince did it, put together this band of both black people and white people and women and men. And he had like a female trumpet player. I mean, it was just kind of unheard of back
then. It was so cool.
It's on Netflix?
People didn't know what to make of him. That's on Hulu.
Hulu. Summer of Soul. On Hulu. Okay, we're up against the clock here. Hey, when we come back, I watched an 80s reboot this weekend on Apple TV Plus. Can anybody guess what it was? It gave me all the nostalgic feels. Tell you about it when we come back. Don and Steve on My Talk.
Hey, everyone knows the Y is a terrific place to run, swim, stretch, and work on your fitness goals.
Well, of course, but did you know that they also offer other benefits that improve your whole person well-being? That's right. The Y offers health coaching, acupuncture, mindfulness, and yoga.
Yeah, so you can better your body and your mind. Oh my gosh. Join the Y by January 31st and get $0 enrollment.
Go to ymcanorth.org.
Welcome back. Thanks for listening. The Donna and Steve Experience.
Well, you can take the girl out of country music, but you can't take the country music out of the girl.
Take the howdy out.
Howdy.
Yeah. No.
Did they used to make you say that like once an hour?
God, no.
At Honky Tonk Hee Haw where you used to work?
No. And I'm all, you know, all hat, no horse, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just faking it. I'm a city girl, guys.
She's a city. She is more than that. She's a suburban lady.
I'm a cul-de-sac lady.
Oh, she's a cul-de-sac. Get that sack life. Everybody love that sack life. Hey.
Hey.
I watched something over the weekend.
See, we are killing it in the TV department.
And, all right, only Donna gets to guess here because I think that Rocco would be able to guess it. Although, maybe not. Rocco's like 100, even though he looks like he's 30. I am Grange's here. We have so many. It's like the morning zoo here right now. We have every honk, voice honk, is here.
Ooga.
I am Grange.
Traffic on the 8s.
Is similar to my age. Yes. And so you would probably know this. Let's see if Donna can guess. This is the theme song. Bum, 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 ba-dum, bum, bum. Bum, but do you know what show?
I'm going to say you watched. Ooh, I wanted to guess the Will Smith thing, the dark, whatever. Is it like Saved by the Bell?
No.
The Gong Show.
Fraggle Rock.
Oh, yes. Fraggle Rock.
Dance your cares away.
Oh. I actually watched this weekend too for like I watched the first episode, Steve. I checked it out.
How funny. Yeah.
You guys, did you see that the Foo Fighters did the reboot, the theme?
No.
To Fraggle Rock? I just put it in there, Grant. Can we maybe see if we could.
Oh, okay. Well, here's the funny thing. So Fraggle Rock, the reboot on Apple TV Plus, 13 episodes, it started, and I was excited because I've pulled up old episodes before on YouTube, and it's grainy and all of that for my kids to watch, and for me to just enjoy the nostalgic walk. But they started this episode, and it did not start with dun, 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 the iconic theme song.
Hmm.
I got worried, and then I thought, wait, maybe they're just doing something different for the first episode, and they actually ended the first episode with that song. The next episode starts, the normal theme song is back. I mean, it's updated, sure, but it's still the same one that you would like. And I didn't even have to tell my wife. We both clapped at the right time during the theme song. It was just great. But it's very, if you like Fraggle Rock, or if you have littles, if you're doing it for your own nostalgic purposes, or because you have kids or grandkids or nieces, nephews, it's fun. It's so vibrant and colorful now. Because we used to watch it in the 80s and the 90s when everything just felt grainy. And it is so crystal clear, HD, similar to when Sesame Street or Sesame Street went over to HBO, where HBO started producing the new episodes. I am telling you, it got more colorful. It got more vibrant. The production value went up just a little bit. So it was quite fun. I am Grant. Do we have the new Foo Fighters edition of the Fraggle Rock theme song for the reboot?
Yeah, let's check it out.
I don't think this. I don't. That doesn't play.
No.
Is that the right one? Are you playing the Fraggle Rock or the other song?
The Fraggle Rock, the top one. Yeah, that doesn't seem right to me.
No.
No. Oh,
unless man. They're really exploring the underbelly of Fraggle Rock, drug use.
This was the original that you were talking about.
Right there. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, it's good times. Anyway, it's on Apple TV Plus.
I would have been your babysitter, and this would have been what I'd put on to shut you up. Because I babysat for a little girl who loved Fraggle Rock.
You want to hear four names of my babysitters growing up?
Not really.
I'll tell you.
All right.
Ivy and Vonda, they were sisters. Okay. We once dropped a golf club, and they had to hang the other one out of a window to get it out of a gutter so my parents wouldn't find out. Ivy and Vonda, and then Hun and Jung. They were a Vietnamese family who moved into our town, and they had like eight siblings. Hun, Jung, Ti, Tum, and Tum. That's true. Boy, if you like one thing, you know, let's just switch a vowel.
Right, right. George,
I feel like that's like me trying to figure out today's Wordle. Like, what if I put an O there? What if I did an I? Hun and Jung were great. Oh, my gosh.
Steve, here's the new one for you. Very similar to the old one, just real quick.
But see, this has some more rock in it, Donna.
What?
Let's go. You should watch an episode, Donna, just for your inner child.
Okay. I'll look for Moki.
Oh, yeah, she's in there, too. She's sort of updated, though. Richard Gere is selling his $28 million New York house, by the way.
New York?
New York, he's walking here.
Ooh.
50 miles outside of Manhattan. And I put this up on the show links page if you want to go and look through. It is really
Beautiful.
It's beautiful. The outside, the exterior of the home looks really pretty. You know how I feel about trees, guys. Beautiful trees all around there.
Until October comes along.
And then you got a rake. But a nice library he's got. Really nice ceiling detail. Just a nice place.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. I got it linked up if you want to see Richard Gere's $28 million New York home, which could be yours.
Thanks, Steve.
You got it, bruh.
All right. You want to play a little game?
Oh, man. I guess. Is DJ Rock Lobster going to do it from the bottom of the well?
I believe so.
Okay, DJ Rock Lobster. Can you give us a hint on what today's subject matter will
today be? It's National Compliment Day.
Oh. So that's
Donna, I like your cowl or whatever you're wearing around your
neck. Thank you, Rocco. I like your picture of Bruce Springsteen.
Thank you. Nice compliment.
I thought that was Bruce Lee. I really thought it was Bruce Lee.
Very cool. Oh, man.
Well, I had Bruce right. Oh, my gosh. It's Springsteen. 651-641-1071. That's the number that you can call. And you can better me or Donna, better the right person, win a prize next.
Back to the Donna and Steve experience.
Kick it!
Time to go to college.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
Three trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna.
Donna's a smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host.
DJ Rock Lobster. Lobster.
I want to see how smart you are.
I do want to see how smart you are. Like I said, it is National Compliment Day, so I've found three songs that where the titles are compliments.
We still need a player, too. Sorry to interrupt you guys. We still need a player at 651-641-1071. So if you guys could give me a call, we'd love for you to play College of Pop Culture Knowledge. Sorry to interrupt you there,
DJ Rock. No, and our prize today is actually a six-pack of varied weighted bowling balls.
Oh, Steve, you silly, silly man.
Donna, I'm in a closet.
And you're in a closet. He's in a well.
Rocco's in a well. Grant's in a studio. You're in a separate studio. We're all over the place right now. It's very, very exciting.
Mm. We do have a prize, though. It looks like a Voodoo rental code for Sing 2 is your prize.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Oh, my gosh. So, guys, Sing 2. Sing 2 is good. It's fun, man. It's a fun, fun movie. All right, so now we've got a caller.
Brief box office blast about Sing 2?
No.
It was in third place this weekend.
Was it really?
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
All right, now we have a caller. Who do we have on the line, I am Grant?
We have Melissa with us today.
Hey, Melissa, you're like the 60th person on the show right now. How are you?
Yes, I'm good. How are you?
Oh, clomp, clomp. We are all so well. So it's National Compliment Day. Do you want to team up, considering this is a positive vibes topic dealing with songs that have compliments in their title? Do you want to team up with Donna or me?
You know, I went with Donna last time. I'm going to go with you this time, Steve.
Thank you, Donna. Or thank you, Melissa.
You're okay, welcome. We go bye-bye now.
Bye, Donna. Bye. We'll wave you back. Donna.
Okay, bye. Good luck.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, nice on National Compliment Day. All right, we are now ready. DJ Rock Lobster will ask the questions. The music starts after he asks the first one. I'm ready.
Okay, these are all songs where the title is basically a compliment. Okay. We'll start with this one. Who sang in 2010 a song with these lyrics? When I see your face, there's not a thing that I would change, because you're amazing just the way you are.
Uno Bre Arsme.
Can you name the English singer who had a top five hit in 1974 with You Are So Beautiful?
You are so... English singer? Cocker.
And in what 1964 Roy Orbison song does he rawr / purr?
Oh. Purr and roar. Oh, crap. All right, Melissa, me need some help here on, I think, two of the questions. Let's start with the middle one, which is, which British English singer sang You Are So Beautiful in 19 what?
74.
I want to say, like, something, who am I thinking of? Something Cocker.
I think you're right.
Do you just want to say, do you know the first name, or should we just say Cocker as our final answer?
Well, I think it's Joe Cocker.
All right, fine. We'll go with Joe. And that actually softens it and makes it less, should we bleep it? We'll do Joe Cocker, full answer. And the third one, the Roy Orbison song where he roars or purrs.
Man, I can't.
I don't know. I didn't know Joe Cocker was British. Wonder if his accent was Cockney. Cockney. All right. Listen, we're just going to go with 2 for 3 and trust that Donna is at best going to force this into overtime, okay?
All right. Sounds
good. All right. We'll bring her in. Donna, come on in. Nope, she put her head down just at the wrong time. Come on in, Donna. Donna, come on. Here we go. She got her checkbook all balanced, and now we're ready to rock. Donna.
Hi there.
We don't know how we did.
Okay.
All right, these are all songs that are compliments. Are you ready, Donna Valentine?
Yes.
Okay, who in 2010 sang a song with these lyrics? When I see your face, there's not a thing that I would change, because you're amazing just the way you are.
Billy Joel. You're amazing. Bruno Mars.
English singer who had a top five hit in 1974 with You Are So Beautiful.
Joe Cocker.
And in what 1964 Roy Orbison song does he roar/purr?
Oh, that's the one that was redone by David Lee Roth. Not California Girls. Oh, God, what's the name of this song? Woo. Shoot. Oh, man. Damn.
All right. Well,
the processing for answer one was a journey for all of us, because it started at Billy, and they were all B's, so she was locked into a B's in music, which could be a good topic someday. And Billie Eilish into Billy Joel, and then somehow landed on Bruno Mars. Way to go, Donna.
Thank you. I'm really mad about correct. The last one.
And there is a Billy Joel song called Just the Way You Are. So that's perhaps where that confusion came from.
Yes, absolutely.
You guys both got the Joe Cocker. That's good. And this one I thought was the gimme, because there's basically only one Roy Orbison song you need to know. And it's Pretty Woman.
Yes, Pretty Woman. Walking down the
street.
Wait, I have questions. Who got the first one right?
Both of us.
We both did.
And you both got Joe Cocker.
We did.
So it's a tiebreaker. Yeah.
No.
It's a tiebreaker. And we found out, did you know that Joe Cocker was British, Donna?
I guess I never thought about it.
Because does Joe Cocker also sing The Wonder Years?
What would you do Yes.
Unbelievable how they hide their accent when they sing, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time for a tiebreaker. Melissa, this is how this will work. First person to know it, say your name, and then we'll go to you for an answer. This is a blood sport, and Rocco, we're ready.
Okay, Grant has the song. I believe this is also from around the same period, 2010. Mm. See if you can name this song where the title is a compliment.
Steve, My Life Would Suck Without You.
Yes!
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Somebody wins a voodoo.
Is that Katy Perry?
Oh, that's Pink.
Kelly
Pink.
Clarkson.
Pink. Wait, Kelly Clarkson?
That's Kelly Clarkson.
Is it Kelly?
I think it's Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, my gosh.
That's Kelly Clarkson, right, Rocco?
Correct.
Thank you. Right.
Thank you.
Melissa, here's the important thing. You win that My Talk paddle. Now, when you pair that up with another paddle and then get a boat, you'll be well on your way, okay?
Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
No, you get this voodoo pass. You're going to love Sing 2 if you haven't seen it. If you have any littles in your life, it's a really enjoyable movie. So you can watch Sing 2 now, courtesy of our friends at Voodoo.
Oh, yay, that's fun. We were going to watch it the other night, and we didn't want to pay.
Oh, well, now you don't got to pay, girlfriend, and you're going to love it. It's really, really well done.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right, I love
you. Bye, Melissa. I'll be okay.
All right, love you, Melissa.
That's fine. Hey, speaking of Kelly Clarkson, can I just tell you this? She has compromised a tiny bit in her real estate fight with her ex-husband, Brandon Blackstock. She's giving him 5% of the Montana ranch that they shared. That, you know what that translates to?
What is it, like the front?
No. I think they have to sell it probably. Okay. That translates to $900,000 worth of ranch.
Wow.
It's valued at just under $18 million. She was trying to get him evicted.
Do you think that land battle will be the premise of Yellowstone? Season 5?
I don't know.
You're watching Yellowstone and Yellow Jackets.
I'm into yellow right now.
We're also into Wordle right now. And Donna has something for folks who maybe aren't that into Wordle. She's got another thing you might want to get into.
Time for a tip.
Everybody on the show getting tipsy.
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 Wordle has pretty much become the first internet craze of the year, right?
Agreed. Yep.
Everyday social media feeds are peppered with those little green and yellow squares. I never share mine, just with you guys.
Yeah.
As people are trying to attempt to solve the five-letter word puzzle. Now we've got things like spinoffs, like Queerdle, which calls itself a yassification of Wordle. We've got Letteral, which makes you guess a single letter from the alphabet. And yeah, we've got Loodle.
Loodle. How do you spell Loodle?
L-E-W-D-L-E.
That's not what I was hoping for.
All right. Well, that's what you're going to get. Players have 6 attempts to guess a mystery 5-letter word.
That is lewd?
It's pretty much all the answers are rude or lewd. I can't tell you some of the examples that they have given.
Can you tell me any of the examples?
Nope. Nope, I can't. It's not actually the first rude twist on Wordle, though. There was Sweardle, which is a 2-week-old game. Only they use 4-letter words.
Hmm.
So this is Loodle. I like the sound of Loodle.
Lewd is crude and offensive in a sexual way.
You got it, buddy.
Synonyms. Vulgar. But
how many words can there possibly be?
I don't know. I think a lot.
I think you're right.
Vulgar, crude, smutty, dirty, filthy are the top 5 synonyms for lewd.
I don't like that. You know what we need for you?
What?
Prudel.
Prudel, yes! Nicer ways to say things are all just like very G and PG rated words.
That would be perfect.
Happy. Cloud.
Rainbow. Oh, wait, that's too long. Yeah, you need Prudel.
I like Prudel.
Not to be confused with Loodle. Thank you. I'm going to take off.
You can't just leave right now. It's 10:41.
All right.
And we're on until noon.
Okay.
That's contractually.
Fine. Okay, that's fine.
I know the content ran out a couple segments back, but still, we're on until noon. No, not true. We have a lot of stuff coming your way.
We do.
When we come back, SNL making Donna feel quite happy about a guy I didn't watch this weekend, but I loved this guy when he was on. We'll hear some of Will Forte back to host the show that he was a cast member of for so long. That when we come back, it's Donna and Steve on My Talk.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Lots of TV talk today.
Lots of it.
We
were checking out the tube.
On
it was a cold weekend. It was snowy. It's going to be 20 below, I think, tomorrow.
Stop.
It's brutal. Like 2 days in a row, it's going to be 20 below. No. I think Wednesday is going to be like a 35 below wind chill situation.
I was up in at my cabin, and the sound that the house was making in the morning.
Yeah.
Like the sound of the ice breaking, and it was just wild.
You feel safe in that house?
Oh, yeah. I think so.
You're doing some nice work up there.
Oh, thanks for noticing, Steve.
Yeah. Well, you sent me a photo. I had asked for a photo, and then you sent me photographic evidence of the cool work that you're doing there. Some work with wallpaper. It's very exciting.
Thank you.
It's fun time to be your friend.
Thanks, Steve. And you.
Thank you.
You're my bestie. SNL happens this weekend. Will Forte was the host, and I thought, I'll check it out.
He's so funny.
He was really good. You know, he did a bunch of MacGruber. He did like three of those sprinkled throughout the show. Kristen Wiig came back. That was fun. He did some other funny sketches. But I thought it might be fun just to listen to a little bit of his monologue. Kick it.
I was in the cast 12 years ago with Kristen Wiig, Bill Hader, Andy Samberg, Jason Sudeikis, and Fred Armisen. So it was really fun to see Kristen host. Yeah, then Bill, you know, then Andy, then Fred, you know, then Kristen again, then Bill again, then Jason, Seth Meyers. I mean, he's one of my best buds, but, you know, come on. He wasn't really a sketch guy. He was just on Weekend Update. Does that even count as being on the show? But he hosted, right? John Mulaney was a writer when I was in the cast, and then he hosted four times. But hey, that's okay. You know, I'm not bitter about it. I'm not. Oh, save the best for last, right? Yeah.
He was really cute, and he's like, I'm happy. How did he say it? He said something like, I'm happy to announce that MacGruber is... you know, part two or whatever is coming back. He said, it's not, but I'm happy to announce that. I don't know. He made some kind of like play on words, and it was like, what is he doing now? He's been kind of off my radar.
Well, he was doing MacGruber. That's his most recent. Is that on Apple TV Plus?
That sounds right, actually.
All right, so he's got MacGruber, the series that is out. He had done, too, he had a successful show on Fox in the mid-teens of 2000, Last Man on Earth.
That's right.
That a lot of people liked that show.
I watched that.
I can't believe he was last on the show as a cast member 12 years ago, guys.
I couldn't believe that either.
2009 was his last year on the show? Is that right? Can that be?
That's what he said. Time flies if you're not paying attention.
I think it's 2010, too. I need to keep reminding myself. It's 2022.
That's unbelievable.
It's not 2021.
It's not.
I did watch MacGruber. It's on Peacock.
Oh, is it any good?
I thought it was funny. I mean, if you find MacGruber funny, I think you will also find it funny.
It's just so predictable is the thing.
Kinda, but it's pretty funny. And Kristen Wiig's good. You know, it's worth it. It's like eight half-hour episodes or so.
Was Kristen Wiig's last line, I'm still watching the monologue with captions, was her last line after she cameoed during Will Forte's monologue, well, I've got to go back to North Korea now. It was really hard to get out.
Yes.
That's funny. I don't know if that's a MacGruber tie-in or just a random one-off line.
I thought it was
to
a
get off stage, but that's very funny.
Yeah, and so she stuck around for the whole show. That was kind of fun to see that. And then they also highlighted that new girl whose name I can't remember, but she always shows up on during Weekend Update, and she kind of messes with what's his name? Cute guy.
Colin.
Thank you. Colin Jost. She messes with him and flips his words around and does that whole thing.
I just saw it too via caption now when he said, I would like to officially announce that MacGruber has been picked up for season two. Everybody applauds. And then he comes back and says, I would like to. It hasn't yet been officially picked up, but I would like to.
Very cute. He's cute. I want to see more of him.
Yes, you would love him, Donna.
Long overdue. Like I told you, I loved him in Nebraska. I thought he did a really good job in that movie, that critically acclaimed movie that nobody saw. But
yeah.
Okay, well, thank you for that. Rocco, you watched something that I also started, which I think I'm going to love.
You watched episode one.
Yes, and are you on two?
But not episode two?
Correct.
Yeah, it's, what is it called? Someone Somewhere?
Yep.
Yeah, I thought two was a little more subtle than the first, but I think this is going to be a keeper. I think it's a nice show.
Have you? Okay, so.
And I love that redheaded dude, the skinny redheaded dude that I've never seen before with the comb over.
He's so good.
His hair blows my mind, and his performance is great, too.
He's so good.
I don't even know what his name is.
The guy who's destined to become her bestie in this show?
Right.
That guy? And he's great. Yeah. I wonder if he's a Broadway guy. He kind of seems like he would be a Broadway guy to me. But anyway, this is the show that stars Bridget Everett, who's a comedian. She's been in a bunch of stuff. You'd know her if you saw her. And she's just hilarious and out there. And this is a more subtle kind of role for her. And it's one of those, if you ever saw One Mississippi, I'm sure you guys didn't.
No.
With Tig Notaro. Is that her name? Notaro?
Tig Notaro, I believe. Yep. Yeah, she's funny.
She's very funny. And again, subtly funny.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just such a heartwarming, funny, subtle type of show, too.
Just a little programming note here, in case you look it up. I think you guys were saying someone somewhere.
Right.
It's somebody somewhere.
Oh.
And Someone Somewhere is a 2019 comedy drama where Remy, a young Parisian with an unskilled job, lives alone. Hang on. Lives alone in his apartment. Melanie, a young she Parisian, is actually how they say it, who works in a scientific research, lives alone in her apartment. Two solitudes, two depressive moods living in close proximity but strange to each other. Shall the twains ever meet? That is the IMDb description.
Somebody somewhere.
Not there. Someone somewhere. 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, though. Someone
really?
Somewhere. Yeah.
It's super cute. It seems like it's going to be a really uplifting.
No. Someone somewhere has 100%. I don't know about somebody somewhere.
Somebody somewhere is also at 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, thank
as well.
You, Grant.
Yeah.
All right. It seems like a very heartwarming show. Speaking of, I'm going to get back to Afterlife today, I think, with Ricky Gervais, which is I love that show. And season 3 is out. Dawn McClain already finished it.
Mark Dudgsick from Mark Reviews Movies says, Someone Somewhere isn't quite the film it promises to be. Instead, it's a much better, more fulfilling one. Not for the French romantic comedy, Someone Somewhere.
Thanks, Steve.
It was French originally, too. I think this is a subtitle situation.
I'm looking at the cast, and they're all like, Francois.
By the way, speaking of subtitles, there was a meme last week that said, can we finally just admit, everyone who says I don't like reading subtitles, you're really just saying I can't read fast. I can't read fast.
There is part of that.
You know?
That's partially true.
How about we come back?
Okay. Okay. All of us are just...
Yeah,
okay.
No, we'll all come back.
All right. We'll have a dirt alert, too.
And I fell asleep during a great Marvel movie. My bad.